the state agency that oversees oil and gas drilling held a hearing today on whether more public input is needed when a company wants to start hydraulic fracturing in Alaska. Environmental groups say this would allow more transparency, while the industry argues there are already enough rules to make sure hydraulic fracturing is safe. It's up to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to decide who is right. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Reports.
Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is so controversial, there's even disagreement over how it should be spelled.
Thanks to the applicant, and thanks to you for not spelling frack with a K.
That's John Hendricks, oil and gas advisor to Governor Bill Walker, testifying at today's Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission hearing. The hearing was about whether the public should get a chance to comment when a company wants to use hydraulic fracturing to extract oil and gas from a well in Alaska. Hydraulic fracturing is when companies pump a high-pressure mix of water, sand, and chemicals deep underground to more easily recover oil and gas. The hearing Thursday showed the debate is just as contentious in Alaska as it is in the rest of the U.S. Bob Shavelson leads Cook Inlet Keeper, the organization asking the commission to allow public comment when a company wants to frack a well. After the hearing, Shavelson said it's all about transparency.
I think it's just basic good governance for Alaskans to have the ability to look at a permit, to read it, to try to understand it, and to submit a comment. I don't see the big cost or burden or delay that comes with that.
Josh Kindred, Environmental Counsel for the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, disagrees. He says the proposed change
is really just delaying for the sake of delaying, and it's being used to frustrate oil and gas development in Alaska. And those protections of the public are already there in the regulations that are currently in place.
The oil and gas industry says the commission already enacted stricter hydraulic fracturing regulations in 2014. Bluecrest Energy is pursuing a fracking operation in Cook Inlet off the southern Kenai Peninsula, and their operations could be affected by the change. John Martinick of Bluecrest agreed with Kindred in his testimony to the commission.
Hydraulic fracturing is highly regulated by stringent regulations developed by AOGCC, and I might add they're some of the most stringent regulations in the United States.
Kenai Peninsula residents testified at the hearing. Many were worried about how Bluecrest's activity will affect the environment around their community. Nanilchek resident Mike Schuster called into the hearing. He supports more public comment when a company like Bluecrest asks the commission to use hydraulic fracturing.
It does provide the opportunity for the public to be reassured that our commissions that are reviewing permit applications are hearing us and giving us the opportunity to interact and affect interpretation of the policy that supports our interests.
The commission is expected to decide on the proposed change by late January. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.